walkable downtown, easy freeway access, and rural feel. Yucaipa's rural charm is important to her. She wants to limit higher density housing, fully funding public safety, and making sure our mobile home parks have stable rents and safe conditions.
Let's make Yucaipa an even better place to call home.
Knowledge, experience.
Maintaining Yucaipa's rural charm.
Like Gigi Hanna. Vote Gigi Hanna for Yucaipa City Council District 3 by November 5th. Paid for by Gigi Hanna for Yucaipa City Council.
Located in the heart of San Bernardino, California, the Teamsters Local 1932 Training Center is designed to train workers for high-demand, good-paying jobs in various industries throughout the Inland Empire. If you want a pathway to a high-paying job and the respect that comes with a union contract, visit 1932trainingcenter.org to enroll today. That's 1932trainingcenter.org.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Caraggio.
A drone attack injured at least 60 people in northern Israel Sunday night. Israeli rescue services said some of the injured are in critical condition. Hezbollah claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it targeted a military training camp in a town south of Haifa in retaliation for Israeli attacks on Lebanon. The drone strike comes as the U.S. announced it's deploying another anti-missile battery and more troops to Israel as the region remains on high alert. President Biden says those impacted by recent hurricanes will get the help they need. Lisa Carton reports.
The president visited Florida on Sunday to tour St. Petersburg, one of the hardest hit areas.
I'm here in Florida for the second time in 2 weeks and to survey the damage from another catastrophic storm, Hurricane Milton.
Biden called the catastrophic damage, quote, a hell of a deal, and announced $612 million in federal funding for six Department of Energy projects in the southeast. Milton slammed into the state as a major Category 3 hurricane last week, killing at least 16. Massive cleanup and recovery efforts continue after back-to-back strikes from Hurricane Helene and Milton. I'm Lisa Carton.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says former President Trump doesn't need to release his medical records. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, the Louisiana Republican said Trump proves every day that he is fit enough to be commander-in-chief.
Donald Trump's health is on display. Everyone in America can see it. The man works nonstop. He never quits. He probably sleeps 4 hours a night. He doesn't require as much sleep as the average person. He's an unusual figure.
Johnson said Vice President Harris released her medical records as a diversion and out of desperation. In November of last year, Trump released a letter from his doctor that said his overall health is excellent, but did not include any specifics about his vitals or medications.
I'm Chris Caraggio, NBC News Radio.
NBC News on KCAA Loma Linda, sponsored by Teamsters Local 1932, protecting the future of working families, Teamsters1932.org.
KCAA Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on real radio plus the internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work-from-home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation or call our CEO for details. 281-599-9800.
And now, the voices of KCAA with an exciting announcement.
Want to hear NBC News or KCAA anywhere you go? Well, now there's an app for that.
KCAA is celebrating 25 years and our silver anniversary with a brand new app.
The new KCAA app is now available on your smart device, cell phone, in your car, or any place.
Just search KCAA on Google Play or in the Apple Store.
One touch and you can listen on your car radio, Bluetooth device, Android Auto, or Apple CarPlay.
Catch the KCAA buzz in your earbuds or on the streets, celebrating 25 years of talk, news, and excellence with our new KCAA app.
Just do it and download it.
KCAA, celebrating 25 years.
Are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace where your real home resides? In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday evening. We're now ready to proceed with making this moment a holy instant. We'd like you to eventually learn this prayer. So I'm going to pray it now, and every evening we'll be repeating it in the beginning of every segment. So it goes like this. Holy instant, I give to you this space. You be in charge, for we would love to follow you, certain that your direction will give us peace. And if we need your presence, you will be here to give us any word of encouragement. And here we are. Welcome, Brenda.
Well, hi, Lupita. Thank you, everyone.
So I'm going to continue with the holy instant. We are here only to be truly helpful. We are here to represent He who sent us. And we are content to be wherever He wishes, knowing He goes there with us. And we will be healed as we let Him teach us to be healed. So today's topic will be about the truth. What is the truth for you, Brenda? What is the truth?
This is a very good question. What is the truth in our life? Or
I'm going to speak about the truth of who you think you are.
Okay, the truth is that I'm being never separated from God.
That is true. But do you think that we create our own image of who we are?
In this illusion, yes.
And in this illusion, we create many images, I would say.
Yes,
a lot. So we have one of being a mother,
mm-hmm.
being a daughter, being a wife. And a lot of times in those illusions or in those scripts that we have, we also include with those images or those scripts many characteristics that are not our truth.
Completely true.
So go ahead.
Yeah, I'm thinking that I hear something when someone said, I am. Be careful what do you say after I am.
Well, those are strong words, because I am is what God said in the scripture, right?
Yeah.
He said, I am.
And do you know when we said, oh, it's because I am lazy.
So we're putting titles
yes.
that don't correspond to us.
Yes.
But and we're making them.
In that moment, it's a message for the
unconscious. And then we carry over the effects along the way.
Yes, and automatically, most of the time, when it used to happen to me, when someone asked me about the characteristic of my family, my husband or my daughters, looking for, they are like this and like this and like this.
Different titles.
Yes, and then when I hear this, I said, okay, wow, this is so powerful. To know this, be careful what do you believe when you said, I am, because you are recognizing this like yours, and this is not true.
Correct. See, that's why recognizing the truth is so, so important, because we deceive ourselves. Mm-hmm. And after bringing those definitions of who we are, which we are really not, But they do enter in our subconscious, and in some way we live the effects of those ideas.
Completely right.
Yeah.
Do you remember that's why when I do the therapies, many people is going to the past and have they cannot change because the family, the teachers, or everything, they said, you are this, you are this, you are this.
And we believe it.
And then at the end, we believe it.
We don't only believe it, but sometimes we confess it. And the power behind our word is mm-hmm. so, it really is. What we speak comes with so much power behind every word that it goes along with the piece of our belief, which is that mustard seed of power, I'm going to say.
That's true. And for an excuse, after, if you are hearing this program, and after this program, you will know that you have the power to believe what other people said about you. And for example, or... When I was little, that someone said some characteristic of myself, I was little. I didn't know about the power. Or I did know about my power, but I just be confused and disillusioned.
Correct.
Okay. So, but now that we are in the time that taking responsibility,
training our mind.
Mm-hmm. We know, okay, I was little and I didn't know that I have the power. Mm-hmm. So even though, I don't know, I think you talked about this last time, even though we were little, at the end, we know that we are choosing.
Correct. And we chose it deliberately is what yes. the Course says. We choose it deliberately, thinking we're making the right choice.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's the wrong choice. Because again, it is our perception, not the perception of the Holy Spirit. And because it's our perception, we commit mistakes.
Yeah.
We make mistakes.
Yes. But what am I wanting to say right now is now we are adult and now we need to believe in this. Or we already believe this. We have the power to say, yes, I'm going to believe that. Or say, you know what? No, I'm not going to believe that about
and
me.
That is the regaining the autonomy of our own mind. Being responsible of what ideas we're going to accept and what ideas we're not going to accept. And that is our responsibility. We cannot keep lying to ourselves that things are being done to us. Yet we are allowing and accepting whatever comes into our mind, mm-hmm. accepting it. And eventually it'll produce good fruit or bad fruit.
Yes. Or, yeah. For example, I remember I went to different type of religions or spiritual things. I've been in many of them. And I hear in the Christian church when they said, ni Dios lo permita. How do you say this?
May God not allow this.
Yes, and this is a very good one. When someone say, oh, be careful, your mom can die from this.
Right.
We said,
ni Dios lo permita, uh-huh. which is may God not allow this because it's a tragedy.
Yes, with this phrase, we're doing like, okay, I'm not going to believe this.
I'm not going to believe it or allow it or experience it.
Yes.
And that is exactly what we do with the prayer for forgiveness. The forgiveness
yes.
prayer, which is called the atonement prayer in the Course of Miracles, is we want to stop that seed or power that we're giving to that idea so that it doesn't manifest itself, so it doesn't expand, so it doesn't, well, anything that doesn't come from the Lord does not expand.
Yes.
Because it's nothing.
Uh-huh. I'm going to keep the idea that I was talking.
Okay.
And for example, in the Hebrew, there's a word that say has be shalom, that the meaning is the same, ni Dios lo permita. in English.
May God not believe, not permit this.
Not permit this. And I remember that I teach this to my little kids. And when we went to, even though it's family, my mom or whatever, and one time my mom was telling me, my little daughter, oh, be careful, don't eat this candy because your teeth are going to be
rotten.
And she laughed and said, Hasbeh Shalom, Grandma.
Which means the same thing. May the Lord not permit this.
Yes.
Correct. And it's a prayer of protection.
Yes. And this is like, I'm not going to believe this.
I'm not going to allow it. And that's exactly our responsibility, to not allow anything that is not of God, of the Lord, to stay in our mind that doesn't belong to us.
Yes.
That is our responsibility.
Yeah. Last time, I think Thursday, my daughter say in the school, they were like doing the big earthquake.
The earthquake alarms?
Yes. And then I say, my daughter, okay, you can do it. That's okay. But in your head, you're Hasbeh Shalom. Okay, it's going to happen this Hasbeh Shalom.
It doesn't have to happen.
Yeah, it doesn't have to happen.
And that's actually one of our lessons. There is a lesson.
And now,
I'm going to. This does not have to happen.
Yes. And in the lesson is the curse of miracle is. Do you repeat again?
Yeah, this does not have to happen.
Yep.
And that could be your prayer immediately when you see something or hear something. And that is how you can guard your mind. We can ask Jesus also to guard our thoughts and the Holy Spirit to guide us. But it is our responsibility to make sure we do use these lessons as prayers. And I want to read something to you that is very, very important. It's also like the one prayer that is the cornerstone, I'm going to say, of A Course of Miracles that helps us understand why we need to train our mind and why it is our responsibility. And it reads like this: I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goal I would achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. A lot of times it's hard for us to believe this, but it is the truth.
It is the truth.
And we recognize this because when we accept any ideas that come from the ego, that come from a mind that come from, I'm going to say, ideas or thoughts that are not of the Lord, they will come with the consequence if we do not ask for this atonement prayer, or if we do not say Ashma Shalom, or if we do not say in the lessons, this doesn't have to happen, Father.
Yes, but not just say it, you accept that it's true.
Because we can say
it a lot.
Yeah, I have to come, you have to mean it. You have to mean it with all your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Just like scripture says, with all of your mind and all of your heart, you have to mean it. And I think that a lot of times during therapy, that's why it's so hard to come to this understanding that if I've gone through trauma in some way, that I asked for it or that I in some way wanted to live this. And it's really difficult, I'm going to say, for the human mind to accept it. And that's why the guidance of the Holy Spirit helps us, because he gives us the correct understanding. Because we're like, I didn't ask for to experience this feeling or to live this episode in my life. And this is where the human understanding, which is usually the ego wanting to understand the why and the details, the five W's, why, where, what, and because. And that is the human rationale, and the spirit does not give us the rationale, but he gives us the innocence of everyone involved. Mm-hmm. And shows us the perception of heaven instead of our perception that we want to hold on to, either as victims or as justifying our today and not wanting to take responsibility of who we are now. Mm-hmm. In the here and in the now. Right?
So it's very funny. For example, this from my little daughter, 4 years old, listening about this earthquake. I said this is the seed of the fear.
Correct.
That it was planted. And when we have a training mind and we said with all our heart and certainty, intention, has be shalom, this is not has to be true.
Correct.
I don't accept this. and I'm laughing because in the therapy, psychotherapy from the Course of Miracle, this is what we do.
Correct. Repeatedly.
We go with our patients to see when they took the decision.
When in your past.
To let the seed of fear
enter
in the mind. Mm-hmm. And then this.
Why we saw effects that we did not like.
Yes. And then taking the responsibility, the patient said, oh my goodness. It's true. I take this decision. I don't even remember. And I thought.
But they feel it.
It
in
was
their soul.
Outside.
And they feel it. They feel it as a truth. Because the truth cannot be contradicted. The truth mm-hmm. doesn't have an opposer. The truth just is. And the power of that truth, because it comes from divinity, it is exposed in that moment. And the patient feels it and knows it in their DNA, in their truth mm-hmm. as a spirit. That is how that is their true release and their true liberation when they come to that acceptance and to that knowledge, because the only one who can bring us that light of knowledge is the spirit. The prayer I just prayed says, say only this, just like Hashem alone, mm-hmm. and says,
yes.
But mean it.
Okay.
With no reservations.
Uh-huh.
Meaning you have to mean it with all of your heart and your mind. For here, the power of salvation lies. And then it says, 4:46. And then it says, deceive yourself no longer that you are helpless in the face of what is done to you, but acknowledge that you have been mistaken and all the effects of your mistakes will disappear. See, that is the beauty of the psychotherapy of the mm-hmm. spirit, that he disappears everything from the core, from when the cause began, and he will bring you the memory mm-hmm. that needs to be dissolved, dissipated, removed completely. And that is when we start seeing miracles. And what are miracles? Miracles are the effects that we live after the therapy, and things start to change. Because all the effects of that, I'm going to say that bad planted seed of mm-hmm. fear mm-hmm. gets dissolved. And then we get to see the truth of who we are. And that's where the miracles start showing up. And we get to see that on the outside. And the major miracle here is the healing of the correction of mind.
Completely right.
It says here, it is impossible for the Son of God to be merely driven by events outside of him. What does that mean? It means nothing outside of us can really hurt us, damage us. Nothing can hurt this child of God. We have to also embrace this as a truth and know that if something is occurring that we do not like, then where, Father? Where did I make a mistake? What idea did I embrace as mm-hmm. part of me or part of mine? What movie did I see and thought that can happen to me? What? Where did fear sneak in? Pain or suffering? Show me, I want to see it. And he will bring you the memory, and that is when we take up that responsibility. And I want you to know that if for any reason you feel like you can't do this alone, that is why we have psychotherapy available. Brenda herself does psychotherapy of the spirit, and I do therapies as well. So you're welcome to look us up on the radio and contact us if you want to be accompanied, if you want us to be able to guide you in any way. We're here to serve and to serve you. And I'll continue reading. It says, mm-hmm. It is impossible for the Son of God to be misled. The mm-hmm. only time that we can be misled is if we're holding the hand of the ego. If we are being led by our human aspect, because the Holy Spirit will never misguide us, because he mm-hmm. knows the way back home.
Yes. And it's the inner teacher.
A master
mm-hmm. teacher. And we all have our inside teacher. That's what I was thinking last time that I said, okay, we are not going to be followers anymore. We are not going to follow anybody, anything, because we are going to have a complete conversation with our maestro interno. How do you say it?
Yeah, our inner teacher or master teacher or inside teacher. I like to say it as it's a maestro interno. The exact translation would be our inner teacher.
Yeah, I like it, inner teacher. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't know. When I start to learning the Course of Miracles, in my trayectoria,
in your journey,
yes, in my journey, I visit many churches, many spiritual things.
Yeah,
many,
she's many. Been in everything. Actually, you want to give them a little list of what you've done?
Yes. So I born in a Catholic church. And I have the ability to question
she questions everything.
Because I wanted to experiment real result, real, that I can taste it, feel it, live with those. And okay, and I appreciate my mom and my family give me these little steps in the religion, Catholic. And then I went in some Christian religions. I went also, I don't remember, how can I say this? It was, so I went some temples. I read books about the Indians books and everything. Everything go in the same place. Ama a tu prójimo como a ti mismo.
The two most important commandments, I'm going to say, mm-hmm. love God above all things and love yourself as your neighbor.
Uh-huh. And everything else, it just was around this.
Correct.
Okay. And so when I say, okay, any of those religions or spirituality give me, like, in my life, in my, with my husband and family, like, the feel of this, of experimenting miracles.
Correct.
Okay. So when the 2020 begins with this COVID
experience,
so I was in the house and I start to read the Course of Miracles, and I train my mind with my teacher, Sebastian Mora, an amazing teacher. And then the first question that I did is this. Okay, this is a Course of Miracles. I asked him, do I going to see miracles?
And of course he said yes.
Yes. No, but listen this. He tell me, it's not depend on me.
It depends on you.
Uh-huh. If you want to see it.
Correct.
If you are going to do what you need to do, you will see it.
And that is where our power lies. It's our creative power of choice and uh-huh. decision. We have to decide heartily.
Yes, but in this moment is when I said, okay, he said the miracles depend on me. And then, so I am the cause of miracles in my life.
Correct.
It's not any outside teacher. It's any outside religion. It's anything outside, any drinking or something.
But it goes back to what I just read. You are responsible.
I became responsible of my thoughts.
Of your thoughts, yes.
Every of them.
Correct.
Because every single thought that I let in is a seed. that is going to have effect in my life.
Correct.
So this is amazing.
It was
amazing.
All the power you needed to know.
Yeah. And I said, okay, so where do I
so
need to
sign? So what happens is, what happens when you do not take this wholeheartedly, what happens when you want to keep doing things and be right all the time? What happens when you want to do it on your own? You deceive yourself. Why? Because the ego continues to be present. And the whole goal of the Course of Miracles is to help us remove ourselves from being judgmental and from accepting our own perception, asking the Holy Spirit to give us His, and not putting guilt on anyone or on anything. Because we need to know that in order to be able to live a peaceful life, here we're promoting inner peace. And how do we become peaceful? When we remove everything that's deceived us with the help of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. And if you are here listening this, it's because you are taking responsibility in your life. Because this message is not going to go any place where people is thinking, still thinking about there is something that is gonna come in my life and going to fix it. We are not waiting for anybody outside. Nothing is going to save us.
You are the creator of your own world. Uh-huh. We really are. A lot of times in Spanish too, we say cada quien tiene su propio mundo, and that is true. We create our own world in our mind of what we think, we see, and what we're going to experience. We create our own world, and it is our responsibility to begin clearing our mind of those effects that we no longer want to see. So if you're in a state that you believe you're in a state of suffering, or you believe you're in a state of sadness, depression, and all those things that the world speaks about, we have to come into recognition that the only reason we're seeing these effects is because we haven't taken responsibility and we haven't accepted that we are producing those effects. Correct?
Correct.
So now we're going to go ahead and take... Go ahead.
Okay. If you're listening this beautiful message and you want to ask or say something about what you hear, please call the line 909-792-5222, KCAA.
Thank you for listening.
Openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on Real Radio plus the Internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio, where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work from home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation, or call our CEO for details. 281-599-9800.
And now, the voices of KCAA with an exciting announcement.
Want to hear NBC News or KCAA anywhere you go? Well, now there's an app for that.
KCAA is celebrating 25 years and our silver anniversary with a brand new app.
The new KCAA app is now available on your smart device, cell phone, in your car, or any any place.
Just search KCAA on Google Play or in the Apple Store.
One touch and you can listen on your car radio, Bluetooth device, Android Auto, or Apple CarPlay.
Catch the KCAA buzz in your earbuds or on the streets, celebrating 25 years of talk, news, and excellence with our new KCAA app.
Just do it and download it.
KCAA, celebrating 25 years.
Welcome back. Now we're going to go ahead and share with you, how can we bring this truth into our everyday living? How can we live this truth without getting confused and being able to recognize when we are being deceived by the ego? So more importantly, the only way we're going to be able to see that is asking the Holy Spirit to help us to consecrate our day to Him so He can guide us, because He is our inner teacher. And He is the one that's going to be able to help us during the day. What should I do? Where should I go? And how should I do it? Mm-hmm. And that is how we start applying it in our daily life. Do you have some examples, Brenda, that you'd like to share?
Yes. So I remember one example. So please help me if I didn't find the word.
Okay.
Okay. I remember one time I did a plan, a weekend. And my husband did a plan for family. So we both of us, we were doing a plan. We have our plan, separate plan.
Oh, yes, all the time.
And then when we talk, at the beginning, he was mad. Why the communication? What happened? Why you didn't tell me? And I was in the same question. And then I breathed and I said, okay, what the Course of Miracles said, the question, the beautiful question. First, what do you want in this situation?
Correct.
Do you want to fight? I said, no. But one part of me did say yes, yes.
The ego part.
So at the beginning, that's what was happening. And then I said, okay, I want to be in peace. I want to be in peace. Please help. I asked for help. And then I said, okay, love, I already said to my friend this. And he said, I already said to my brother this. And then I said, okay, God, how can this, please bring me the best solution. I asked for the best solution, and I don't want to do anything. So when the Course of Miracles said, do not do anything, is just ask for the best
outcome.
Yes. Repeat again.
Outcome.
What it does mean?
Like the best resolution, like how the result would be the outcome.
Yes, thank you. The best result. So, and then I was waiting. I wanted to send message to my friend. I really wanted to do things. Okay. But the beginning, I asked myself, Brenda, do you need to be true with yourself? And I ask myself, what do you want? I want my friend, because I was waiting for this invitation. I want my friend to be in peace. I want my husband to be in peace. And also the kids were involved, because my daughter needed to to choose and her best sister and her cousin.
Okay.
Imagine this.
Yeah.
The whole house. It was a decision for everybody. Uh-huh. I want my little daughter being in peace. The little ones being in peace. All of them, because everybody was involved.
Correct.
And then what do I need to do? God, please give me the best result. And then I said, what do I want? I said, Brenda, what do you really want? And I said, okay, I really want to go with my friends. Mm-hmm. I prefer to be in peace.
Correct.
And I said, okay. In some minutes, my husband said, you know what? Your brother canceled.
Things started to change.
Things started to change.
Those are our miracles.
Okay. And then I asked him, I'm going to go with my friend. I started to put everything with my kids. I will sleep over right there. And I asked myself, Brenda, do you want to your husband go with you? And one voice in my head said, no. Because, and the list start running in my
yes,
head.
Yes,
because
yes.
of this, he will be like this, he will be like that.
You brought his past blah, to blah, your blah. Present.
Yes, and then I let every thought come. I said, okay, what else? And then I breathe deep, and I said, I leave all those thoughts in the spirit.
In the Holy hands of spirit. The Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then I breathe. For leaving the house, it's just 15 minutes faltaban. How do you say this?
She needed only 15 minutes to leave the house.
Uh-huh.
You said it right?
And then my husband was relaxed, watching.
And nobody was fighting anymore. There was no more conflict.
No. I just prepared the three kids and me. And when I let all these things go away, I feel, oh my gosh, like light, very light. And then I asked.
Because you were in peace.
Yes. I asked him, if you would like to go with us, we are going to leave in 15 minutes.
What did he say?
He just stayed quiet. And then the ego was like, everything in my mind.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah, yeah. He's a chatterbox.
I just breathed and I said, if he was going to be in peace at home, perfect. If he is going to be in peace with right there with us, it's perfect. So I just want to peace for everybody.
Correct. And that is something we cannot lose sight of.
Mm-hmm.
Peace has to be the purpose for everything.
Yes. And in the last 10 minutes, he changed her clothes and everything and put everything.
And he went.
And he went with us. And we had an amazing time with my friend.
Beautiful.
Peace. And we talk about the things that we like to talk. Oh my gosh. We taste some wine that they bring from Italy.
Oh, it
was a beautiful, beautiful time
evening.
With my friend. Yes.
Beautiful.
Sleepover. Oh my gosh. I can't even explain everything that we were experimenting when the Holy Spirit take the control of everything.
Of your thoughts. See, Brenda here is an example of this small anecdote of her life. Mm-hmm. That is how you bring truth into your life, and that is how you use the atonement prayer. Bringing the Holy Spirit into those thoughts that she did a few questions, and those are the questions we have to ask ourselves in true honesty. What is it that I want? But our primarily our goal and our purpose has to stay focused on, I want everyone to be in peace. She chose that for her husband. She chose that for her children, for her girls, and she chose it for herself. Even if the ego on the other end was telling her in her mind, you really don't want him to go. You really this, you really that. Mm-hmm. He's quite a chatterbox, but we have to learn to quiet his voice because it's nothing. And if we listen to that voice, we will go down a road of conflict or a road of suffering. And we don't want that. We're we're learning and sharing how we do it so you can do it as well. And it's that simple. Speak to the Spirit. Question yourself. Be honest. Be truthful of the ideas that come into your mind. And any that do not come from heaven, you need to release in the hands of the Spirit and tell the Spirit, give me your perception. My goal is to everyone to be in peace.
Mm-hmm. And most of the therapies that I did, people's always asking me, how can I stop my brainstorm of the ego?
Correct.
Speaking in my head, like, very annoying.
You can only do it through training your mind.
Yes.
There's no
choice.
No choice. You have to train your mind. I am in my 40s, I'm going to say, and it's taken a couple of years to train my mind, and we're still in that process. But I would give anything to be in this state where it just took me a few years, opposing the 20-some years I lived in conflict in my own experience or in my journey. It doesn't have a price. It's priceless.
Mm-hmm.
Because to live in this state of fullness, of peace, of plenitude, a completion, and know that you have your inner master, your inner teacher, to guide you every single step of the way, so that anytime you're uneasy over something or something has gotten you, your emotions altered out of a state of peace, you know that he's there just waiting to hear from you and to help you get you back on track and get your mind back in peace. So that's it. True. It's that simple. And I'm going to read a little bit, unless, go ahead, you have something to say.
Y si hay alguien de habla hispana que nos está escuchando, el maestro Sebastián Mora tiene su página web, MyM, mi entrenamiento mental, y es un maestro muy disciplinado, muy dedicado, está a tiempo completo acompañando. Y ese es nuestro maestro, el que elegimos para entrenar nuestras mentes.
I'm going to translate what Brenda just said, and she's just saying that if anyone out there that's listening and would be interested in going through a mental training program, that we received our training from Sebastián Mora. He is in, is it Spain?
My M.
Is it Spain, though?
Mm-hmm.
He resides in Spain, and his webpage is in Spanish it's myentrenamientomental.com. I was going to go ahead and read a small section so you see the beauty of what we just shared. It says hallucinations disappear, and that is all the hallucinations of pain, suffering, fear, separation. Hallucinations disappear when they are recognized for what they are. This is the healing and the remedy. Believe them not, and they are gone. And all you need to do is recognize that you did this. Once you accept this simple fact and take unto yourself the power you gave them, you are released from them. One thing is sure, hallucinations serve a purpose. And when that purpose is no longer held, they disappear. Therefore, the question never is whether you want them, but always, do you want the purpose that they serve? And this was a question that Brenda asked herself. She said, do I want conflict with my husband? And she honestly said, a little part of me did. I wanted to fight, but she recognized that that wasn't the path. And that is where our power lies, in power of choosing, making the right choice with the hand of the spirit. This world seems to hold out many purposes, each different and with different values, yet they are all the same. Again, there is no order, only a seemingly hierarchy of values. It says only seemingly, it's what you give value to. So again, Jesus here is telling us that we are putting the power on what we want to believe in. And that is the mustard seed of faith. Where are you going to put your power? Only two purposes are possible. Mm-hmm. And one is sin, the other holiness. Mm-hmm. Nothing is in between. In which you choose determines what you see.
Amazing.
For what you see is merely how you elect to meet your goal. Hallucinations serve to meet the goal of madness. They are the means by which the outside world, projected from within, adjusts to sin and seems. And the word seems keeps popping up in this reading because we are only thinking and seeming that it's happening. It's not really happening in our true nature to witness to its reality. It is still true that nothing is without. Yet, upon nothing are all projections made, for it is the projection that gives the nothing all the meaning that it holds. So if we want to hold true and give it power, all those things that seem to hurt us, be suffering, be pain, be separation, or be fear, any form of death, it is our responsibility to remove that power and allow the Spirit to show us his perception and set us free.
Oh my gosh, you said it all. So beautiful.
It really
so
is.
Today talking with one of our beautiful masters, also another teacher that is in the same class with us. We were talking about what is the free will? What is the free will? Do we really have a free will? What do you think about this question?
I think that yes, we do, and that's why we're living the illusion that we created.
Okay, how do you experiment your free will?
By making choices,
uh-huh,
and by putting belief behind that, mm-hmm, where my power lies.
And what is its free will for you?
For me, it's a freedom to choose.
To choose what?
Between the duality that we created in this world, or the only truth, the only way to get back home.
That's right. So in our conclusion with my friend, she told me that our teacher said, Sebastian said, the free will is in any situation in your life, you have the free will to judge or forgive.
Correct.
It was for me like, okay, that's what I did in this the example before.
You did. And that is true. And why do we have that? Because in this world, we created the two options, mm-hmm, the two realities, the one we believe to be living and the true reality of a child of God that lives in the spirit only. And that is our choice. Do we want to live in this reality, or do we want to live in the reality, in the only real world, which is the spirit world?
Yes, completely right.
I want to go ahead and thank everyone that joined us today, this Sunday. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. And if you have anything you'd like to ask, feel free to jot down this number. You can always call us in the future. It's 909-792-5222. We want to make sure that everyone listening, if they have any questions, if they have any confusion or any doubt of what we are sharing, that you can jot down your questions and reach us next Sunday and ask those questions to us, because we are here to serve the community. Oh, we won't be. Okay. It looks like next Sunday we won't be live. So then it'll be the next Sunday after that.
So it's a very pleasure to share with you, Lupe, all those inner peace tips.
I'm going to say they're techniques.
Techniques.
And it takes practice.
Yes, it takes practice.
So we're going to ask everyone to practice with these tips that we shared, with the experience that Brenda shared as well. We want you to practice them during the week. We want, mm-hmm, you to bring this knowledge down into the everyday practice. Mm-hmm. And maybe you can share with us, not this Sunday, but the next, mm-hmm, how it came out. You know, yes, if you experienced a difference, if you saw miracles, if, mm-hmm, you were more peaceful, and this is how you bring peace into your life.
Yeah. I wanted to say something.
What were you going to
okay,
say?
I want to say this. We never like have any grinding topic.
Prepared. Correct.
Prepared. And
And the reason we don't have that is because the Spirit says we are the messengers, but not the message.
Yeah, that's completely true. And this message, I don't know if how many people it's listening or not listening. I don't know. But when I come here with Lupe, oh my gosh, all the message that we share is like refreshing.
Yeah, well, there's the giving and receiving law. Mm-hmm. It's a celestial law. And it does say that if you give, then you get to keep it. If you don't give it, then it doesn't flourish. It does not produce. It does not emana. How do you say that? Okay. It's an example of it doesn't flourish. Like every seed, every good seed, if you don't water it, if you don't give it nutrients, it doesn't bloom. And that is our job with the message, is to share it. That is our function. The Course says it. It is time to share it. And that's why we are here, because we want this to be understood. We want it to be practiced. We want it to be lived out, because it changed and transformed my experience in this journey. And I know it's changed yours, right, Brenda?
Yes, yes, completely. Because I'm talking. I don't know this weird experience, but I'm talking and I'm listening.
Yes, well, we can do that. A lot of times we listen to our own voice, and I recognize that a lot of the times the Holy Spirit will be speaking, and then I even surprise myself of what I am saying.
Yes,
I know that's happened to you many times.
I'm remembering a joke from a song of Miley Cyrus. I'm talking myself for hours. I said, "We are always talking with ourselves for years."
Yeah, actually, the ego doesn't stop talking, and that is our job, to unhear him, so we can only hear one voice, and it be the inner voice, the Spirit of God, and only that voice is what we're going to learn to listen if we declutter. Depurify our mind so it can be in a state of reception, so our mind could be in a state of grace. And it says here, I am made welcome in the state of grace, which means you have at last forgiven me. And what does that mean? That we, in this transition of decluttering our mind, we are forgiving the other, who is one with me, and me one with the Father. Oh, this is
so romantic.
It is. It really is romantic. Every time I say something, I take this deep breath, like, you're meeting your boyfriend.
Like we're in love.
It says, listen to this. Love's messengers are gently sent and return with messages of love and gentleness. The messengers, it says, love, I'm going to repeat this because this is super romantic. It says, love's messengers are gently sent and return with messages of love and gentleness. Now, this other, it says, the messengers of fear are harshly ordered to seek out guilt and cherish every scrap of evil and of sin that they can find, losing none of them on pain of death, and laying them respectfully before their Lord and Master. Perception cannot obey two masters, each asking for messages of different things in different languages. What fear would feed upon, love overlooks. What fear demands, love cannot see. The fierce attraction that guilt holds for fear is wholly absent from love's gentle perception. What love would look upon is meaningless to fear and quite invisible. This is definitely a path and a journey in the invisible. We are inviting everyone to hold their inner master as their guidance, and to ask and allow yourselves to be guided, because he will not intervene unless you ask. Correct?
Thank you for listening.
Yes, that's beautiful. Thank you all, and we wish you a wonderful evening.
Thank you for listening. At Inner Peace Radio, we provide ways to cultivate mindfulness, embrace meditation, and nurture your soul.
I'm Brenda, and for more information about psychotherapy service, please reach me at 909-678-0617. Mi nombre es Brenda,
Y si quieres más información para sesiones privadas de psicoterapia, por favor llama al 909-678-0617.
And I am Lupe. You can reach me at my website, embracepeace.com, and you can book a session there. Thank you for listening.
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
You're listening to an encore presentation of this program, KCAA.